Singer-songwriter Martin Sexton will headline the Calvin Theater in Northampton on Saturday night, November 21st at 8 o'clock. Sexton's latest release is Mixtape of the Open Road. He is a walking blender of American music, including soul, gospel, country, rock, blues, and rhythm and blues. His elastic vocal range, improvisational ability, scat singing, guitar solos, and fingerstyle guitar picking come along with a very comfy, varied feel. Sexton began his career busking in Harvard Square, and after releasing two recordings on Atlantic Records, he eventually launched his own label. The new album is a pleasure to listen to. It's Mixtape of the Open Road, and it's even more of a pleasure to welcome Martin Sexton to the roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Joe. Happy to be here in Albany, New York, and loving the tour. Everything's great.
Wonderful to have you in the region. One of the things that becomes very clear that there isn't much mystery shrouded in the title of Mixtape of the Open Road. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much as advertised, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of took a tip from Walt Whitman. He had a book called Songs of the Open Road, and I always thought that was such a romantic notion, you know, just that idea of that open road that lies ahead. And I live that, and I still love it. You know, if I've got that cup of coffee in one hand and the steering wheel in the other, and a gig on the other side of that stretch of highway, it's just a feeling I still enjoy after all these years.
And we're basically the same age. I think there's like 3 months that separates us. Mm. So mixtapes were very important in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I've benefited from many, both back in the days of cassette and then in the days of the disc, which we still call a mixtape. My wife made one for me back in the day when we were in our early years, and I've made plenty for other friends. And this record is just that. It's a mixtape made for you by a friend to, you know, get you through a broken heart or cross the country to, or who knows what, quit that corporate gig and start an organic turkey farm or something.
One of the things that I love about your work and that I love about this album is that it's a little bit of everything, mm-hmm. which is sort of what you've made your career on, of doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So when you do an album like this, do you consciously say, well, I have to do a little bit of everything, or this is a little too country tinge, or maybe it's a little too R&B?
Well, this one, my records always range. This one I started off, I was going to be making a concept record. I wasn't sure what it was going to be, whether it was a country thing or a rock thing or a like Americana thing. And I started tracking the tunes, and it became apparent to me early on in pre-production that these songs really can't fit. They don't want to fit into one basket.
Right.
So I'll just make it into a mixtape. So one thing will be like an R&B thing. Another thing will be like a total acoustic folk thing. Another thing will be a Memphis 1962 thing. And so I just stepped on the gas in that direction and figured I'll call it a mixtape.
The first cut off the new album is a great song called Do It Daily, which I hope you can perform us. Tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, I wrote it in Worcester, Mass. With my friend Ned Claflin at Max Diner while eating goulash.
All good things come from.
And we were just talking about how to keep our marriages intact. And basically, you know, you got to figure those little things that make your wife happy. You got to do them, and you got to do it daily. And that's the tune. It goes like this. Like shaving your face, taking out the trash, and knowing your place, spending all that cash on your baby. Do it daily, like walking the dog, cleaning up that mess before you go off to work, and make a good guess at what your woman wants, and do it daily. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. You do it every day in the very best way. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Do it once or twice, take a little advice and do every day. Yeah. Like that little mistake that you always make, look it straight in the eyes and apologize. And never do it again, do it daily. And when you do it again, say you're sorry and then try to do it right.
screw it up every night and apologize again. Do it daily. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Do it every day in the very best way. Do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Once or twice, take a little advice. Do it every day. Mothers and sages and good friends and wise men say, good things will happen if you do. Mothers and sages and all the wise men say, good things will happen if you do. Oh, like that little mistake that you always make. Look us straight in the eyes and apologize. And don't do it again and do it daily. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Do it every day in the very best way. Do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Do it once or twice, take a little advice and do it every day. Mothers and sages and all the wise men say, good things will happen if you do. Mothers and sages and all the wise men say, good things will happen if you do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, ha, every day.
Amazing. Do It Daily from Martin Sexton, who will headline the Calvin Theater in Northampton, Massachusetts on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That from the new CD mixtape of The Open Road. That's a great way to start a CD. It gets you in a really great mood, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought it would make a nice lead track, and I put my fellas in the backing vocal category. That's 3ME doing like the old school Sons of the Pioneer thing.
All right, now let's talk about that, because this is how I became a Martin Sexton fan. I think you were on the road for Seeds.
07.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I heard you talk, and this is another thing that we have in common, which is I, growing up as a kid, was a huge fan and was lucky enough to interview him before he passed several times, was Mel Blanc.
No way. You interviewed him?
I did.
Oh, wow, man. I need to shake your hand again.
Now, this is a guy who provided not one, not two, but all of the voices for the Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes, Merry Melodies cartoons.
And more, too, like Barney Rubble, Woody Woodpecker.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And was the guy who, the same guy who did Tweety, did Foghorn Leghorn, did Bugs Bunny, did Wile E. Coyote when he spoke.
Yeah.
So, but you were a big fan, and I use the word elastic in the introduction, but you have that man of a thousand voices, which he was called, you have that style.
Well, he was a true hero to me. When I make records, I remember Mel Blanc, you know, because he did all those voices. And so on my records, you will hear a gospel choir, both with female and male voices, and that'll be me. You'll hear Soul Sisters, like a woman trio, that'll be me. You'll hear a cowboy trio. You'll hear even sort of a gay man's chorus kind of thing. And it's all me, and I totally took a tip from Mel Blanc in that you can do all that if you just sort of find those voices within you. And I try not to lay on it too heavy, because I don't want to be known as like a trickster or anything, but I try to use them wisely, you know, like a tradesman uses his tools, you know, so that it's not overpowering. My only goal is to enhance the song and deliver the song in the best way I can.
So obviously it's different when you're doing it live than when you're doing it in a studio for a recording.
Yeah, my live performances are one animal, and my records are another.
And yet, the voice that we hear on one track is still a very different voice than we may hear in a song later on in the set list.
Yeah, especially on the mixtape. Although the lead singing voice is usually the same, depending on the song, it's only those backing vocals that'll be different.
So, at the risk of being overly psychological, when you are doing those voices, do you become another character? Do you become someone else? Do you embody the spirit of that gospel choir?
I try to. There is probably some acting involved. You know, if I'm psyching up to be one of those cowboy guys in the back, I might, you know, do it daily, every day. You know, or a gospel girl choir might be like,
when the beast in me is the best in me, the beast in me is the best in me.
And just try to take on that persona of who, what would that person sing? What would they, and try to change my voice so that, because if it's just three of me singing, it sounds like, oh, that's Martin doing overdubs.
Right.
So I try to change each, and each of the three guys are different. There'd be one guy who's like, do it daily. And then there's another guy's like, do it daily. And another guy might be, do it daily. Like three different dudes, you know?
How much of that is thought out? I know talking to Jim Dale, who did the Harry Potter books on tape, and he had, I think, 150 characters or whatever it was, and he would have a small recorder, so you'd remember them. You know, this is this guy. This is that person. That is that person.
I just kind of keep it all in my head.
Just know.
The trick, though, is remembering which guy was on which track. So a good engineer is real handy. You know, and
absolutely.
I give them names. You know, okay, high guy, middle guy, low guy. You know?
Oh, so not like Frank.
You know,
Stu.
I have done that. I have done that. I have given them names.
Another track on the album comes later. Second to the last track on the album is a great song, Virginia. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, Virginia is a song for my mom. It's not about my mom, but it's for my mom. It's a kind of a country-esque track, sort of hearkening back to my days as a youth, you know, getting in all the jams I got in and out of as a youngster. And it's kind of a ode to my mom, you know, just a thank you, you know, where would I be without you kind of a song. And it goes like this. Now here's a good problem. The wad of cash in my pocket is making it difficult for me to keep my guitar on my lap.
Real rare problem for a musician, isn't it?
Okay. I shut my front door for the last time today. Fixing to fix it on rapping it again. Taking a geographical cue, your wise words hit me in the head. Remember wherever you go, well, there you are. As I roll out of control to Virginia, where am I gonna be without you? Oh, no matter at all. Oh, Virginia, where might I be? Lying in a minefield looking for love, laughing at the old good Lord above. Sitting in a barroom waiting for my life to change. Remember back to when I was a kid, 'twas an aimless train I rode, using love and drugs and diesel fumes. Rolling up your sleeves with hands and grease, you ease me right on the road. Now with baggage in tow, I'm speeding back to you. As I roll, oh, 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 out of control, oh, 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 to Virginia, where I be without you? Oh, oh, nowhere at all. Oh, Virginia, heaven I be. Bringing my bucket to an empty well, not knowing my ass from heaven or hell. Sitting in a bar and waiting for the world to change. On the world to change. Virginia, earned all the dues you paid. It's a sin, yeah, haven't been made a saint. 'Cause when life throws lemons, you smile and serve lemonade.
serve us all lemonade. Oh,
that is Virginia Martin Sexton from the brand new CD mixtape of The Open Road. Martin Sexton will be at the Calvin Theater in Northampton Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It's often said that obviously singers, their voice is their instrument. But it seems to me that your voice is also a toy for you, that you like to play with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I definitely play with the voice.
You could hear that. I mean, not just in the yodeling, but you could hear that, that you enjoy hearing what it can do.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I have fun with it, and I think it keeps it new and, you know, different every night. Because when you sing every night like I do in a different city all over the world, if you sing the same thing over and over, it could get monotonous and boring for everybody. So my songs are never really sung quite the same. Every night they're different, and I view the songs like monkey bars, you know, that I can play on differently every night and keep it fun for me, which in turn I hope keeps it fun for the audience as well.
I remember hearing you tell the story, and I remember doing this as a kid, where you'd get the Beatles White Album, and then you keep playing it back, hearing Paul say number nine.
Turn me on, Deadman.
Now, you can do that, of what that sounds like.
Yeah, number nine backwards is Turn Me On, Deadman.
Yes. But you can make that sound of what it sounds like when you're playing the phonograph backwards.
Oh, yeast, Turn Me On, Deadman. Number nine, Turn Me On, Deadman.
That's a playful aspect. That's,
it is a playful
That's very
thing, yeah.
Cool.
I do. If I make a mistake in a show... you know, some performers would be horrified. It'd be like a nightmare. Oh, my God, I just made a mistake in front of 1,000 people. But I just either repeat it, then it's not a mistake. That's a trick I learned from Jimmy Page. He said if you make a mistake, play it twice and it's not a mistake. Or I just rewind the tape and say the same thing over again and everybody laughs.
Well, right. Now, I heard you do that, and I thought, well, what the hell's happening? Because I didn't know what you were doing. And I thought, what the hell's happening? I thought he was doing it live. What's that?
I remember back in the Seeds tour, I was on with Michelle Norris on NPR, and I said the wrong thing, so I just did that thing. And people called in actually thinking there was a problem at NPR. Like the tapes were going backwards.
You shut down the network.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be at the Calvin Theater in Northampton Saturday night. It's at 8 o'clock, and the new CD is mixtape of The Open Road. We have time for you to do one more tune, and that is Set in Stone. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, this song speaks to anyone who's got to leave home from time to time for whatever reason and leave the loved ones behind. And my little boy, he's 7 now, and he's a real big fan of Legos. And recently I was about to leave for tour, and he took this little guy, this little Lego me. He said, "Hold on, wait, Daddy, don't leave yet. See this little guy here in my hand? This is me, Daddy. Here, take me out on the road with you. I want to come on tour." So I got him on the dashboard now, and he's keeping us in line out here on this open road. And this song speaks to any of those folks who gotta leave. Everything changes in the world, you know. But that love we have for our family is set in stone, and that's what this song's all about.
Set in stone.
See my car keys on the table, my traveling boots out on the floor. That's you peeking around the corner, picking at my bags packed by the door. And while I have to say goodbye, when I come home with your surprise, we're gonna drive your mother crazy. And now the grass may grow, winds may change direction, but child, I need you to know that this love I have is always set in stone. Set in stone. Now when I'm gone, if you hear mama cry and you hear angry shouting on the phone, just remember, child, we're trying to keep our house a happy home. And while we may fuss and fight, your mom and I, we're gonna be alright, yeah. We'll be making up till Sunday morning. And now the storms may blow, but those clouds make way for sun. Child, I need you to know this love I share is always set in stone. Set in stone. No, 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 no. Even if I'm miles and miles away, past Pluto in that Milky Way, never be alone. My love is set in stone. Now as the highway rolls, your love give me my sense of direction. Child, I need you to know, when I'm far away from home, you never meant to be alone, 'cause the love I got is set in stone, yeah. Set in stone.
Beautiful. Set in Stone from the new CD, Mixtape of the Open Road. Martin Sexton, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for stopping in town on your way to Northampton. It's great to know that you're out on that open road.
I appreciate you, Joe. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you today.
Well, Martin Sexton will headline the Calvin Theater in Northampton Saturday night, November 21st at 8 o'clock. You can find out more information about that show by going to IHEG.com. That's Iron Horse Entertainment Group, IHEG.com. Again, the new CD is Mixtape of the Open Road. Mixtape of the Open Road. And again, you can hear Martin Sexton Saturday night, 8 o'clock on the 21st at the Calvin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.